Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, Lord Jesus Christ, He's Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And in the middle of all that goes on around us right now, at such a time as this, we continue to seek God's face, we continue to put Him first in all things, and we continue to look to Him to lead us, to guide us into all truth. I'm just starting to rain, so you might hear some background noise too. That's all the joys of doing these things and just speaking to you as we travel to and fro. Because, yep, the word sometime back was I'd be preaching a lot in the streets. I'm just doing it while I'm driving. Never mind. You know, we have all of our ideas about about what certain things are and mean and should be, but God has always got His own ideas, and a lot of times His own ideas have a sense of humor, have a sense of not being what you thought and expected. And I think that's part of His way, because He's not going to fit into our boxes. He's not going to do things according to our plan, our agenda. You know, when Jesus came to the earth, we've talked about this before, but they were expecting a conquering king. They were expecting somebody to come down to get rid of the Romans, put down the Roman occupation, establish the Davidic kingdom again, and to set them up all over again. So that's what they're expecting for a Messiah, for a Savior. But Jesus, when He came and set up an entirely different kingdom. My kingdom's not of this world. And He set up, His kingdom's grown and filled the whole earth. It's much larger, much more expansive than anything that they would have ever imagined in trying to establish a natural kingdom under natural principles. But you know, many times we're excuse me, throat's just gone right now. Many times we are victims of our own limited thinking that we bring to God. So we come to God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, He's everywhere, and we come to Him with our limitation, and we say, God, would You please give me something in line with my limitation? Would You please give me something in line with my limited thinking? When we say it like that, it sounds pretty ridiculous. But that's where we're coming from with many of our prayers, our thoughts, our our agendas. A lot of times you don't realize how blessed you are that you didn't get what you thought you wanted. I'm looking at a few twists and turns even in my own personal life. And in my personal experience, my personal journey here, and my gosh, I'm glad certain things didn't work out according to what I thought they would, because of just other elements unfolding at this time. Now, we don't see the big picture, so you gotta learn that trust. You gotta learn that trust and that just that leave it with God and know that He's gonna do His part and gonna do His thing. But you know, we've got to drop that personal agenda and trust Him. Now, you know, I've been thinking about one thing Jesus said too, where He spoke and He said, you know, when I come back, is the Son of Man gonna find faith on the earth? And you know, I'm paraphrasing that scripture, but just, okay, what is faith? Well, another word for faith is trust. By trust, you know, and trust is built on that personal experience, you know, with God. You trust Him because you've gone through some things and you've seen Him faithful. And I wonder if part of the reason why Jesus would have said something like that is because in the time that we're going into, a lot of ways the people of God, their expectations will have not been met. Their reliance on what they thought will have been violated in so many different ways. And in the middle of that, they lose faith. They lose trust. That whole God, where are you kind of thing. You know, God, where are you in this? You know, oh, I thought this was going to happen. You know, at this time, Lord Jesus, are you going to now set up your kingdom on the earth? You know, that statement, like people were just kept expecting and waiting, you know, for something, you know, for that expectation to be met. What happens if your expectation is never met in this life? Now what? You know, what happens if the thoughts that you had were never in line with his thoughts? And so you had a false construct and a false paradigm that you brought to him, and it never happened. You kept expecting the sun to rise in the west and set in the east. And then you wonder why it never happened. Well, you know, this is where too, you know, I was talking to my dad about this not too long ago, and Jesus said, you know, be not deceived, right? Okay, but what's the nature of deception? The nature of deception is you don't know you're deceived. You think you're right. You think you're right. That's the nature of it, is that you're convinced of something, only to find out later that you were wrong, you were off track, that that wasn't correct. The nature of deception is you don't realize you're deceived. So, I mean, Saul, who later became Paul, he was deceived. He thought that he was doing God a service by killing the church. He thought that he was doing the right thing by attacking and persecuting the church, until he had that Damascus Road experience. And that shut him down for a long time. Imagine if all of a sudden you find out that the very ones that you're warring against were actually the ones that were doing God's service, and you were on the wrong side. So this is where, for us, true followers of Christ, we have to be in that place where, okay, Lord, whatever you say goes. I am open. The prayer has to be, Lord, please don't let me be deceived. And if I'm missing it in any way, shape, or form, Lord God, you are completely invited, and I open myself up to you taking whatever that experience or whatever that thought is, and throwing it out or aligning it with you, and whatever. I don't want to miss you, God. I don't want to miss you. I don't want to miss what you're saying. I don't want to miss what you're doing. You know, I recently had an experience where I was convinced I heard God on something. Absolutely convinced. But the way that events have unfolded, apparently, you know, I missed him on some things that are happening in Sri Lanka, in the political sphere. That's, I wasn't looking for it, thought I heard something, put it out there. But you know what? Hey, I don't have a personal agenda. So for me, it's, I will openly say, hey, I was off. And so this is something too where I got to come back and I'm like, Lord, what did I miss here? Did I miss you? Did I listen to something that was wrong? Was that something that was out of my own imagination, my own mind? Where did that come from? But you know, whatever it is, I don't want to miss God. And if we're off, Lord God, we are off. And here's where we're off. And Lord, please straighten us out. Because I don't want to miss Him. So, you know, it's a tough thing. Because, too, we're surrounded by so much. I don't know how often... I mean, I look back, you know, on a lot of prophetic words and things that people say and all that kind of thing. Man, there was so much stuff that was way off that people would say. And this is some of the damage of the church world. There's just all over the place. And people speak things out of the imaginations of their minds, out of the corruptions of their own being. And, you know, really, what we need is we always need that true word from the living God. We always need... We need something from Him. We don't need something that, as the scriptures say, people in this time, that they won't put up with the truth, they'll surround themselves with teachers that tell them what their itching ears want to hear. That is the case. You know, that's what the worlders want. That's what the world and the church wants. Is tell me what I want to hear. And I will keep you on that podium. You know, tell me what I want to hear, and I will keep you up there speaking to me. And go to the world of prophetic words. Give me a word in line with what I want, and I'll come back for more. We'll keep you up there. You know, so often people just surround themselves with something that appeals to their own corruption. And you've got to test that within yourself, because it's out there and it's slick and it's smooth and it will keep you paralyzed in the things of the truth. Jesus was not an easy person to follow, all right? When I read the scriptures, I see Him cutting to the quick with people so fast. I mean, He's there just digging down. Here's the rich young ruler. Okay, I'm listening to you. He's asking, what am I missing? Okay, you know, here's the commandments. I've done all this stuff since I was a kid. All right, but now here's one more thing. Let's go a little bit deeper. Okay, go sell everything that you've got, give to the poor, then come follow me. And he cut into the very thing that the guy hoped, didn't want Jesus to ever touch, and he went away sad. Because when lordship was checked, when lordship was tested, that was it. His trust was in his wealth and in his possessions, and he couldn't let that go. He wouldn't let that go. He could have let it go. He wouldn't let that go. You know, God will test us to the core of what it is that we put priority on. And if He's not number one, then your life and your life circumstance is going to go through a lot of difficulties to get to that place and to reveal that truth so that you understand. He already knows, but you need to know for yourself. You need to know for yourself where you truly stand. And we definitely have a way of lying to ourselves, deceiving ourselves, convincing ourselves of one thing, but when the reality is something else. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, before the cock crows twice, you'll deny me thrice. And what was the thought and the mindset? Even well-meaning, no, Lord, even if we've got to die with you, you know, we're never going to deny you. Everybody said the same thing until they showed up with swords, until they tried to grab him, until things got real. Then it's something very different. Listen, our faith, once we get put into the test, that's when you really see what's there. And it's oftentimes it's not before that. And when the cock crowed twice, And Jesus had turned and looked at Peter, and then he remembered the words of the Lord. That, and he ran from that place and went out and he wept bitterly. Bitterly. I mean, just perfect words. My gosh. But that was when he saw the truth of where he was at, the depths of his limitation, all of that. You know, you've got to see that. And this is where, too, you recognize that if it's not for the Spirit of God at work within us, we're done. If it's not for the Spirit of God at work in us, you can't go forward without Him. We need Him. We need Him 100%. We have no power in and of ourselves to do anything here. Apart from me, you can do nothing, is what Jesus said. The truth of that reality has to be so deeply ingrained in you that you won't dare try anything apart from Him, because you know the absolute need. You know the absolute need for Him. You know the absolute need for to be one with Him. And for there to be no separation. You know, the time that we're in right now, it's such a different time from anything that we've ever known or experienced. Everything's so fluid. Reality itself is fluid. And things can go up and go down and can go sideways. So that dependence on Christ and that dependence on the truth and that dependence on the way that God speaks to us, it's got to be complete. You know, without that, where else are we going to go? What else are we going to do? So, I think that just that reminder, we've got to be honest, we have to be real. When we're missing it, hey, I'm missing it. It's okay. Just get back on course. Jesus reached out to Peter, brought him back. Because Peter, ultimately, even in his limitation, he still loved and wanted to walk with God. He just couldn't do it apart from Him. He couldn't do it in his own strength. None of us can. So, that's why we have to transition. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So, to go into prayer, read that word, stay close to the Father, and allow Him to lead and guide, and let things be what they are. You know, I don't see a time going forward where it can be anything less than complete and total reliance on Him. I don't see a window where you will be able to function, that we will be able to function, apart from being completely enveloped in Him. With the rise of AI and that world kingdom system trying to manifest on the earth as well, you're going to need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit more than ever, because that's the only way that you will be able to come around and to overcome all of these things that are predicting your patterns and your behaviors. You've got to be like the wind, like in John 3, that Jesus said His people are. Because you can't tell where the wind's going, but you can see the effects of the wind. You know, you've got to be like that wind. Because they're going to try to predict you, but you're being led by the Spirit, so they can't predict you. And that's going to be one of the things that's going to be your saving grace in time to come, is listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, knowing to trust Him, and knowing what to do, and how to listen, and how to obey. So, different time, different place, different experience, but Jesus Christ is on the throne and He's with His people. We want to finish this whole thing strong. We want to run our race. And so in the process of running your race, the obstacles, the challenges that are significant in the time we're living in right now, but listen, all of this is just for a short window, a short season. And then this is done. So let's do it right. Let's do it well. Let's do all things in and through Christ who strengthens us. So, with that, God bless you all. Keep each other in prayer, all right? We need to do that. We need to be praying for one another. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. I pray for those that are listening that may be sick in their bodies. I pray for health, healing, complete and total restoration for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love you. Talk to you again sometime really soon. And keep on keeping on. All right. God bless you guys. Bye.